What's the big deal, pumpkin? Isn't dying young fun? I mean, these people are assaulting us under common law, ladies and gentlemen. They could all be rounded up and hung. Okay, but they've got Homeland Security geared up to try to keep the collapse down while they murder us slow. They love the fact they're killing you and your family. They enjoy it. People tune into the show, they go, this guy's far out. I'm not far out. They're far out. You know what I want covered tomorrow night? I want this covered tomorrow night. I want GMOs covered. I want what's going on covered. I want to fight these son of bitches. I don't want to have half measures. I don't want to die and have them win. I'm sick of their crap. I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frog gay.
Welcome to yet another stunningly stupid edition of Dead Frog Radio. I am your guest host this week, Wilson, and we've got yet another episode of the audio equivalent of drowning the sorrows of your life with cheap beer. Tonight, lower your expectations, because the bar can't be low enough for us to clear it. So we'll just ram right through it. Well, folks, I found out that the answer to life walks around on Lake Avenue at night in fishernet stockings. Her name is Chad. She's the sweetest girl I have ever met. I can tell her anything and she never leaves me. Of course, I continue to pay her, so maybe that has something to do with it. But still, I think we have a bond beyond that. I think she likes me. And I'm in love with her. From her beautiful broad legs, to her bulky chest, to her cute little Adam's apple, to her hairy upper lip. She's a dream come true. When she says my name with her deep booming voice, I get excited. Why do I say this? Because it's not true. Smarter people know not to take anything on this show too seriously. And you are pretty fucking smart, right?
You're goddamn right.
Some things on this show are real, some are not. We won't tell you what, unless we do. This show is one giant ambiguous contradiction, and we have fun confusing you, our dear listeners. So keep it locked to WBCQ. Because the one thing that remains constant about this show is how constantly it veers in random directions. Speaking of random directions, you should call WRUW's college radio station studio at area code 216-368-2208. Why? I have no clue, just do it. Confuse the random DJ on duty by saying something weird. I have no clue who's there, or what's even on. I haven't listened to that station in about 10 years. But still, you should do it. It'll be fun. And we're all about fun here at Dead Frog Radio. In the meantime, here's a song. A fun song? Maybe. Since we're an ambiguous show, let's do a set of songs that are ambiguously about drugs, but only kinda sort of. We'll start it off with Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy on Dead Frog Radio. Keep it locked.
Understand it, why you wanna hurt me? Dragon lives forever but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. Without his lifelong friend, Puff could not be brave. So Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolee.
Dead Frog Radio. We're in the middle of our set of songs that are ambiguously about drugs, so of course Puff the Magic Dragon is going to be a part of that. I'm sure there's a ton of songs out there that would fall into this category. And if this were a live show, I'd be taking suggestions right now. That's an idea for the future, when Token is out of prison and doing the show live. But for now, here's Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman, on WBCQ, The Planet.
Candyman! Hey, Candyman!
All right, everybody, gather around. The Candyman is here. Now, what kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the Candyman.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candy Man.
The Candy Man.
Ooh, the Candy Man can.
The Candy Man can.
The Candy Man can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow? The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman. A Candyman. A Candyman.
Candyman.
A Candyman. A Candyman.
WBCQ. Well, we're having ourselves an ambiguously druggy time here on the planet with some Sammy Davis Jr. At this moment, I'd like to remind our listeners that the normal host of this show is subject to random drug tests in prison, and will have even more on probation. So donations sent to Dead Frog Radio unfortunately will not be spent on any illicit good times, only the show itself. Which may seem like an illicit good time, but thanks to WBCQ, is actually 100% legitimate. It's almost like finding out that coveting thy big-breasted neighbor isn't a sin, isn't it? Kinda takes the joy of listening to this show away. If you're sick enough to describe this experience as a joy, at least. Anyway, it's on to more music. Here's Illegal Smile on Dead Frog Radio.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. The last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the years inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Dead Frog Radio. In the middle of our ridiculously ambiguous set of drug songs, so having fun with this. On a completely unrelated note, there's actually a football player named Ha Ha Clinton Dix. It's just too bad that Ha Ha Clinton Dix didn't make it into the Super Bowl. The big game. Because saying the title of said game in media requires a license. How stupid. Anyway, it's too bad that I won't get to see how Ha Clinton Dix penetrate through the hole, just like he did throughout the season. I'm sorry, but that nobody chuckles at that in media bothers me. Kinda like Dick Butt Kiss, or Dick Trickle. Remember Dick Trickle? Ha 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 ha. Also known as Ha Ha Clinton Dix. That's just ridiculous, and I love it. One of the best names ever. Are there any names I'm missing? Facebook.com/deadfrogradio. And remind me of some of these funny names. Anyways, some more music right now, here on WBCQ. It's Dead Frog Radio.
Ice cream man.
Hit the block dressed in white with some beggars, your bowls, a pocket full of stones. 3 G's ain't trying to lose these hoes. In the task coming sick cause it's the first of the month. Fiends on my page, you're like I'm trying to take these fools to lunch. I'm going crazy in the ghettos trying to kill me. My little homies lost his life, y'all fools feel me. I pack a heat, cause I'm paranoid at nighttime. Brothers be pulling jacks, I'm in the hood, busting gangsta rhymes. And still gotta watch my back in the hood. G like Spice One, say these fools living like the movie. Little kids get bodied, I mean my hood is rowdy. I'm trying to make $1.50 before I'm up in Audi.
Before you jump in the game, let's get one thing understood. If you're selling an ice cream, you got to make sure it's good.
Mr. Ice Cream Man. Mr. Ice Cream Man, or call me Master P. I got it 2 for $3, call me if you need some deep. Me and my little brother Silk, we be ballin'. Got this thing sold up from Texas to New Orleans. And cross the West Coast with fools, get wicked. I'm in the game, hella deep, tryna score a meal ticket. Breaking fiends on boulders, I mean A1 soda. Ducking a task and tryna hide from the rollers. And hanging with troops, so this is my true clique. We true to this, true to the G-A-M-E. Fool, we ain't new to this. In the hood, I got ice cream cones. And if you fiends wanna lick nothing for free, that's gon' cost you 20 bones. For y'all ballers that one way, call me on the page. I got half gallons of milk, fool, I got 31 flavors. Mr. I-C-E-M-A-N is on the scene. You better have my fatty if you don't have
Mr.
my cream.
Ice Cream Man. Mr. Ice Cream Man. Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Mr. Ice Cream Man. Before you jump in the game, let's get one thing understood. If you're selling an ice cream, you got to make sure it's good.
Now let's see who owes me cash. I got to go to the grinds and get mine. Fools be trying to check it, wreck it, but it's about that time. So who owe me? Pay me now, don't pay me later. Crooked alligators trying to scheme off the top. Well, they be like player haters. I got some 2 for $3, 4 for $5. Got them rock for killers. I got 2 for $3, 4 for $5 on Max and Glocks. You can come and check my grip. You can come and check this. But I'm on them triple gold and a 9 Skrilla Lexus. Master P in the 500 SEL with a triple beam. You scream ice cream with them fiends screaming for ice cream.
Before you jump in the game, let's get one thing understood. If you're selling an ice cream, you got to make sure it's good.
Mr. Ice Cream Man, he's the ice cream man.
Mr. Ice Cream Man,
Master P, the ice cream man.
Yeah, y'all fools better recognize I'm the real ice cream man. I'm the ice cream man. Mr. Ice Cream Man. Master P, I call me the ice cream man.
Oh snap, motherfuckers. It's another best of Dead Frog Radio news.
A new record holder for Farthest Cum Shot was set today. Jane Austen has that story.
Thanks, Rob. Richard Peterson thought he was just a typical sophomore at Jefferson High School in Lake City. But today, he's known worldwide for his impressive cum shot.
I thought it was normal to shoot that far.
Like a typical teen, Peterson watches a lot of internet porn.
And I tried to stop it with a napkin, but it just blew right through.
Peterson discussed it with his friends, who told him it was not normal.
At first, they called me a freak and laughed at me, but when I took a video of it, they thought it was cool.
That video got the attention of record-keeping officials who visited Peterson.
We're impressed by the sheer velocity and speed at which it shoots.
The official distance record, 13 feet, 7 inches.
It wasn't my best because I was nervous, but I still got the record. My mom is so proud.
The video has since been removed due to legal issues, but those who want to see Peterson's impressive abilities may see him perform tonight and all week at Larry Finn's Hustler Club downtown.
I like to comfort people, but be careful because the first 2 rows of the splash zone.
America apparently does have talent. Jane Austen, DFR News. Back to you.
Black rights leaders move forward with their lawsuit against the federal government this week. Maurice Blackman covers this one.
Thank you. Black rights leaders this week formally announced that they are moving forward with a lawsuit over the use of black helicopters for their covert activities.
That ain't cool for real. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit, these motherfuckers be tweaking, you know what I'm saying?
A rough translation of what was just said is that by perpetuating fear using a color associated with a dangerous group of people perpetuates the stereotypes of all blacks being dangerous. The government can just as easily pick another color that doesn't imply that their TVs will be stolen and their property values decrease. Not so fast, says one government insider.
What? You think we want your TVs? How else are we going to get our propaganda to you? We just want to scare people. And black helicopters are known to scare those we want to scare.
Black rights leaders say that this is exactly the problematic thinking that led to people fearing black helicopters. Why aren't people afraid of white helicopters? Because they're white? They're not as fast as strong? It's blatant racism, pure and simple. Black Lives Matter will be staging a protest where they'll have white and blue helicopters shooting down black helicopters to prove a point. They released a statement saying, quote, "It's time to stop pretending there isn't a problem. The government is using black helicopters to demonize black people, and it needs to stop." No other details are known about the protest or the lawsuit at this point, but we will update you on the latest. Maurice Blackman, DFR News.
That was the best of DFR News. Tune in next week for more regurgitated news stories from yesteryear for you to masturbate relentlessly to.
それじゃない愛してていい
Dead Frog Radio on the planet. Crazy Japanese selection of the night, from the anime series Excel Saga. So, yeah, fun. Anyways, it's time to pander to you poor people for pesos to pocket. Look, I'll be honest with you. We're gonna blow the money on booze, blow, and bitches. But don't worry, because that'll make the show better. Head on over to gofundme.com/deadfrogradio, and make a donation to this terrible excuse for a show. The more money you send, the worse it'll get, and the more entertaining it'll be. We work hard to put on a pitiful show, so reward us for our poor results and feel like the federal government while you subsidize a poor performing, money losing, and completely unacceptable program. It'll make you feel good. Also, another group that will accept your monies is WBCQ, at WBCQ.com. Unlike Dead Frog Radio, they'll spend your donations responsibly. I mean, would you expect the Jewish guy who runs the station to be irresponsible with money? That would be crazy. So help them out by donating to WBCQ today. Well, we have a few commercials to get out of the way, but we'll return very quickly to do more. Whatever it is we do here. It's Dead Frog Radio.
Do you or someone you know have an alcohol problem? We're here to help. Abe's Liquor and Check Cashing is your one-stop shop for self-medicating. We have a huge selection of beer, wine, fine spirits, hard liquor, and much more. It's only an alcohol problem if you can't get enough. And with our state minimum prices, you can afford plenty of good times to make sure the party never ends. We also sell lottery tickets to ensure one good decision leads to another. So stop into Abe's Liquor and Check Cashing and make sure your alcohol problem is solved. 7135 Lake Avenue in Lake City. Abe's Liquor and Check Cashing. Solving your alcohol problems since 1986.
So you got your new car, and you decide to do some sightseeing. This steep hill looks great, you think, as you drive your little Honda Civic up there. You can see for miles and miles from up here. It's so beautiful. Then your car tumbles off the side of a cliff because you weren't paying attention to where you were driving. Your insurance company says it's your fault and raises your rates. Isn't the point of having insurance to cover your stupid mistakes? Sorry to tell you, insurance companies, but we all make mistakes. Maybe it's a mistake to have picked such a crappy insurance company. With Literally Insurance, we don't give a shit what you do to your car or whose fault it is, as long as you pay your bills and deductibles. Find out more at literallyinsurance.com.
Times have changed! Our kids are getting worse! They won't obey their parents, they just want to fight and curse!
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No! Blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault!
It's Canada's fault!
Don't blame me for my son Stan! He saw the darn cartoon and now he's off to join the clan! And my boy Eric once had my picture on his shelf, but now when I see him, he tells me to fuck myself!
Well, blame Canada!
Blame Canada!
It seems that everything's gone wrong since Canada came along!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway!
My son could have been a doctor or a lawyer, rich and true. Instead, he burned up like a piggy on a barbecue.
Should we blame the matches?
Should we blame the fire?
Or the doctors who allowed it to expire?
Heck no!
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
With all the hockey hubbub-a-loo
and that bitch Anne Murray, too.
Blame Canada! Shame on Canada!
I want to say something unpopular about Facebook. I don't think married people should be on Facebook. I think if you're married, you should cancel your Facebook right after the show. You want some ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend of your husband or wife from 25 years ago sending little secret messages in the background like, how's married life, wink, LOL. Brr, brr, LMFAO, I'm here if you need me. Brr, brr. That's not how it's supposed to work. That's not how the world's supposed to work. When I was a kid, everybody had one telephone. We'd keep it in the kitchen by the fridge. That was your connection with the outside world. It was called a landline, right? Actually, it was called a phone. We call them a landline now because they have cords coming out of them. And if you follow the cord, you can follow the cord, and eventually the cord plugs directly into the land, okay? It's amazing. You gotta go through dirt to get to the person you wanna talk to. That's how primitive it was, right? All the phones looked the same. There was one model, they had a thing, the curly cord. They came in four different colors, beige, green, black. If you were rich, you'd spend a dollar more and get a red one because you wanted to feel like the president. Did the rotary dial, rotary dial, rotary dial. Right, you know you're getting older when you remember phones before buttons were introduced into them, you know? Boop, boop, boop. I remember being so excited when those buttons got introduced, man. It was like a cool new modern feature. Beep, 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 beep. It's digital. It's digital. Beep, beep, beep. You know, we never had a piano in my house. I was always very musical. Beep, 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 beep. Mommy, mommy, I played Mary Had a Little Lamb. You called China, right? That's $3,000 fucking dollars. Our son's a fucking asshole. That's the way the world's supposed to work, man. The one phone system is a better system. It was a simpler time. This is why I don't think married people should be on Facebook. You want the one phone system. If somebody wanted to get a hold of your husband, she would call the phone in your house. You would pick it up. You'd say hello. She would say, is your husband there? You would say, who the fuck is this? Roger, there's some cunt on the phone. If she calls here again, I'm gonna slit her fucking throat. Fuck off, bitch, right? That's how it's supposed to work. That's how you keep marriages together.
The two of us are one of a kind. A combination ain't easy to find. Why do I get a feeling from you? Things ain't right. Do you need something new? Knowing how both of us live leaves us so little to give. If I could grow wings, I would do anything just to keep you with me. Can't you see? If I could fly high, I would give you the sky. Don't you make that mistake. What does it take? It's not like I've been mean to you. It's not like I got something better to do. The life I live, you'll never understand. If you fly with me, we'd never have to land. It's easy to live hard and fast, but inside we know it won't last. I could.
WBCQ. Yup, that was a random-ass Canadian song there. That was for you, Scout. I'm sure I know your responses to said Canadian song. Honeymoon Suite, with What Does It Take? And even longer ago before that, was Blame Canada. Yup, there's your answer. Not sure what the question was, but we'll get to that at some point, I'm sure. You'll just have to tune in next week, and every other week. How exhausting. Anyway, it's on to the final stretch. You're listening to Dead Frog Radio on WBCQ. The Planet.
Broke the ceiling, y'all, so all I got is fire. I got fire. player. Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the 40. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to be. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the reel before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. Da-dum-dum. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. That be throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. Face whenever I can, don't need no crutch. I'm so keyed up till the joint be burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogees get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bend. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that. Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango Ray straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2, though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kid up in smoke. Yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the VSO. Pee up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller. I'm the roller that's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you do, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a foo-foo.
Frog Radio is funded by my savings account and your donations. And since I literally earn $5.25 a month, I definitely appreciate your donations to keep this going. Information on how to donate is on our Facebook page, or contact us and ask. Your feedback, support, reception reports, and hate mail is always welcome. You can find us at facebook.com/deadfrogradio. You can email us, deadfrogmedia@gmail.com. We also accept potentially deadly toxic powders via regular mail, along with your letters or cash bribes. Write to Dead Frog Media, P.O. Box 64, Thompson, Ohio, 44086. Special thanks to Tommy Guns for turning my incoherent ramblings into a passable radio show. Thanks to Karma for all the Google foo he has provided. Without him, WBCQ would never have had the regret that comes with airing Dead Frog Radio. Also, thanks to Scout for handling the social media and financial side of the show. You rock! Dead Frog Radio is a production of Dead Frog Media. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And finally, thank you for listening to Dead Frog Radio. I bid you a farewell and good night from my current home in federal prison to all of you listening out there on the 50,000-watt monster WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA, and via the TuneIn Radio app for Android and iOS. And now, I hang up the payphone and disconnect the cradle modem. ATH, shutdown-H now. Good night.
Is that a thong? Shake it, shake it, shake. They can't take, they can't take.